Lots of texts and emails and tweets flying in still on Chris Coleman. Let's now talk to the BBC's Match of the Day pundit, Robbie Savage, former Wales international, very proud Welshman. Robbie, good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure, Jason.
Robbie, great to have you on the show. Listen, I tell you something, there are lots of unhappy Wales fans here tweeting me still. Alan says, most talented Welsh squad in a long time. They were working for Gary Speed. Chris Coleman is a joke. Nathan says, Giovanni Trapattoni has just lost the Ireland job, hasn't done anything with them, and maybe it's time for a change here in Wales. Robbie, how are you feeling today?
Well, I think this has all come to light, obviously. Rumours of Chris putting pen to paper on a new contract. I think the timing of that contract is extremely bad. After some poor performances recently, you have to have sympathy with Chris in one way, that you know the players he has to choose from, with the exception of, I'd say, Bellamy, Ramsey, Bale, Joe Allen, Ashley Williams. You know, other than Collison, other than them, you know, I would say the quality and the standard of Welsh football is not the best, you know, in the centre-forward position. We've got nobody to put the ball in the net. So Chris can only work with what he's got, let's be fair. But what he's got to do then, he's got to try and get the best out of them players. And unfortunately for Chris, you know, in the last couple of occasions, he hasn't done that for whatever reason. Yes, we've lost 9-1 to Serbia in aggregate, which is not great. We've got to Macedonia, not performed well. And then Ireland at home, it was poor. So, if you're looking at the last three or four games after the Scotland victory when Wales were so good, then it's been poor. So, I think the timing of the contract is very bad. I think they should look at it and think, you know, where are we going? Have Wales got a performance in them like Northern Ireland did against Russia, like Scotland and in Croatia? And at the minute, I can't see where that performance is coming from. If Chris Coleman had a fully fit squad to choose from every single time Wales come together, people pulling out through injuries, people psychologically aren't right, then it's a different question. But the nature of the beast is Wales haven't got the biggest pool of players, and Chris Coleman at the minute isn't getting the best out of them.
Yeah. Robbie, here in Wales, there's growing momentum. There are calls for Coleman to be sacked at the Cardiff City Stadium last night. I've been inundated on social networking on Twitter since we did the highlight show last night on BBC Two Wales, and today I woke up to even more calls for Chris to step down. The difficult situation that the FAW are in, Robbie, as you quite rightly point out, is that we understand a contract is ready to be signed, and yet I'm getting correspondence from people, Robbie, who are saying if Chris Coleman gets this new contract, they will not follow Wales any longer. And these are people who've been following Wales for a long time, home and away, Robbie, watching you when you were playing under Mark Hughes in front of 72,000 people. It's now gone, Robbie, to 7,500 people. So if these people turn their backs on Wales, we're in a right mess.
Well, you know, to counter that, I would say, are these the people that followed Wales through the John Toshack era, when the media were saying he's one of the best managers Wales have had, when they were very, very poor? So these people, you know, is it because they like a manager, they dislike a manager? Let's not forget the John Toshack era. He got, you know, a few contracts when Wales were underperforming badly. And I'm not saying that because I'm bitter, not at all. You know, John Toshack has been a fantastic manager in his time. But where the Welsh FA, in my opinion, went wrong with John Toshack is that he should have gone a lot sooner than he did. The mistake they can't make next is for Chris Coleman to continue if results don't improve. So by him, what I would suggest, because Chris Coleman's my pal, and it's difficult when you're having a go at your pal in a job. What I'm doing is I'm just thinking of the Wales manager's job, and is the current man in charge doing a good job? Well, up until the Scotland game, I thought there were vast signs of improvement. Recently, they've been poor. So the decision is, do the Welsh FA say, yeah, he's our man, we're going to stick with him? If that's the case, therefore, you give him a new contract. If not, I don't, you know, I think it's a crunch time now for Welsh football. The under-21s, they've got beat by San Marino.
I know, how bad is that?
So this is not a good time for Welsh football. I have sympathy in a way for Chris Coleman because, you know, James Collins, you know, Ashley Williams injured, James Collins, he wasn't in the squad. You've got Bale wasn't fully fit. You know, you haven't got a centre forward, in my opinion, who can put the ball in the back of the net. Craig Bellamy is fantastic. You know, he's a leader. He's coming towards the end of his career. Joe Allen's had a shoulder problem. Ramsey's, you know, he's playing exceptionally well recently. Yeah, if you're taking all them factors, you know, how Chris Coleman has got a group of players there who basically, what Wales fans, I believe, have to accept is, like England fans have to accept, England are at the minute on a different level to Wales, but, you know, England fans sometimes, a lot of them, you know, are deluded thinking England can win the World Cup. Well, they can't, and I think they've got to accept that. Wales, you know, we are where we are with the group of players we've got, and when you take out the likes of not a fit Bale, Joe Allen's shoulder problem, James Collins, Ashley Williams, what can he realistically achieve with that group of players?
Yeah, Robbie, on James Collins, we understand that he didn't want to play because he wasn't psychologically prepared, I think was the phrase that Chris used in his post-match interview last night, because obviously there were a number of injuries, so he was left out of the original squad. Mickey Thomas earlier today says James Collins should never play for Wales ever again. What do you say, Rob?
Well, I think first and foremost that, you know, why was James Collins left out of the initial squad? Because looking at the pool of players Wales have to pick from, I believe James Collins should have been in our squad in the first place. Then, OK, you're not in the squad. Then, you know, I might be hypocritical here because when I wasn't in John Toshack's squad, you know, I got the ump and I said, you know what, I was too hasty in retiring. So I'll regret that decision for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Whether who's right and who's wrong is up for debate. But, you know, James Collins said that. Looking back now in my time, I wish I would have swallowed my pride and said, you know what, I want to be in every single squad. So I think James might live to regret that. But you want players who want to play for Wales. If James was in the right frame of mind because he believed that he should be in the squad in the first place, that's his own choice. I don't think you can say with the pool of players we have to choose from that he should never play for Wales again because he's playing in the Premier League and we haven't got that many Premier League players who can perform. So I think he should play for Wales again because, you know, but maybe change his attitude a little bit.
Yeah, one final question, Robbie, on Chris Coleman. You know him very well. As you said, he is your pal.
It's and very
that's
difficult
why...
when you're... But,
I know,
but
I know.
I've got to think to myself, if Chris Coleman was a pundit and he was seeing Wales in this situation, what would he be saying?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not going to ask you whether you think that he is the right man for the job, but I want to ask you this. You know him very well. Has he got the stomach for a fight, given the majority of people who've contacted this show or on Twitter today are saying Coleman out?
Of course he has. You know, he's a very... You know, people talk about passion as a Welshman. He's got, you know, so much passion for his country, knowing him as I do. He's got a good staff around him. You know, obviously, Big John. Obviously, John Harrison couldn't go... You know, I think he had a chest infection, didn't he?
He did, yeah, pneumonia.
He's got a good team around him. But, what... Okay, for instance, if Chris Coleman was to step down or was to not go out for a new contract, then a decision would have to be made. But who's out there? Tony Pulis. But then on 6-0-6 last night, people were saying, well, we might not want Tony Pulis because he plays the long ball. It's a very, very... difficult question, and what I think is that at this minute in time, if Tony Pulis, if Jose Mourinho, if Mark Hughes is back in charge of Wales, when you've in Chris Coleman's defence, if you've got Gareth Bale who's not fit, Joe Allen out with a shoulder problem, ask your best defender suspended, the goalkeeper Myhill, I've seen. I think it was John Hardy who said no keeper should be getting beat from 30 yards. Well, I totally disagree with that. No keeper in the world would have saved that shot last night.
It was a hell of a shot.
Then what can they actually do with them other players? You can get the best out of them. People might say Gordon Strachan, the group of players. I think the group of players Scotland have are better than Wales. But he's got a bigger pool to pick from, and they're playing... He's getting out of them what Chris Coleman should be getting out of our average players. And at the minute, Chris Coleman's not doing that. But there's obviously reasons that them average players are not playing in the top level. And when I say average, let's be fair, that starting lineup of Wales last night, it wasn't good enough. It's a simple fact. it's, you know, with the casualties Chris had in his squad, then what I'd like to see is, in the next two games, if Chris Coleman's got a fully fit squad to choose from, he plays them two games, let's see it, let's judge then. I think a new contract at the minute is badly timed. I don't think, in my opinion. But this is the Welsh FA again. You know, where's the signs of progress? There was. It was a very difficult job to take after such the, you know, sad death of Gary. So Chris then had to try and implement his ways, which he started to do. You know, getting beat in Serbia was horrendous, 6-1. But then he goes to Scotland, performs very well, Gareth Bale. But then, you know, the last Welsh football in general, you know, Chris forgetting his passport or misplacing his passport, the under-21s getting beat, losing Macedonia, dreadful performance 3-0 in Serbia. Then saying he's, you know, he agreed a contract before them two games, he's going to put pen to paper this week. So it's all wrong. The whole thing's wrong, if you know what I mean. So yeah, it should be looked at overall, not just Chris Coleman. But for fans to say that if Chris Coleman signs a new contract, they're not going to go again, that's ridiculous. You support your country.
Yeah.
You know, these fans were going under John Toshat when, you know, we were, in my opinion, worse. So it's a very, very difficult time for Welsh football, I believe. But if it was me and you're asking my opinion, I'd say, you've got to give Chris Coleman a few more games. I think he deserves that chance with a fully fit team to choose from. Look at England last night. They went Ukraine, drew 0-0, and people were saying on 6-0-6, they should have been going there winning 3-0. And these fans, you know, they've got vast opinion, and their opinion counts as much as mine and yours, Jake.
Yeah. But so basically, the fans have just got to be realistic. It's a chaotic situation. But
I remember that last night. Sturridge, Welbeck and Rooney.
Yeah.
But they think they should be going to Ukraine and winning 3-0. 0-0 for England last night was a fantastic result. If Wales, who had their fully fit squad, so for instance, Ramsey, Joe Allen, Bellamy as a three, Bale, Collison and whoever,
yeah,
then they might have a chance. But when you're taking your best players out of a team, what chance have you got with a small nation?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure what any manager could do in that situation.